A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say
That's not
all of the adventure that I wanted to do.
You know what? Not a short episode.
No, no. Wood of starlight and dreams is the Feline Bureau of Familiars, those august halls where creatures magical and eldritch, strange and familiar, where boggins, sprites, imaginary friends, gremlins, grendels, and all things known and unknown gather in the service of those magical creatures we call wizards to do their bidding in a cool way. It's not like, don't get down about it. They like their jobs. Everyone's having a good time.
You know, when me and Dave talked about this last night, we were like, how do we navigate that? And he was like, I'll be subtle.
Wait, what?
The FBF has existed since time immemorial, permitting only those who summon those august creatures through their doors. One such is a warlock called Friezo, who, if I'm honest, could have made it into this building with more ease and more grace, and yet here we are, Friezo now walking through, thanks only to the quick-witted thinking of his friend Logan the Huge, a giant tortoise who is, I would say, quite happy with the generous proportions of the FBF doors.
This is more like it. Know how to treat a giant turtle.
As the party make their way forward, led by Bethany Smiles, they pass a giant atrium where there are creatures, strange and yet terribly familiar. Small boggins and gnomes run around skirting creatures, imaginary, fantastical, wondrous, a lot of scary clowns. There's like a lot of clowns. There's too many clowns.
If you Dave, look around, why are there so many clowns?
There's just so many clowns, and they're scary clowns.
Clowns are traditionally, like if you open the Dungeons & Dragons book, you can't be a clown. You can't be like
maybe it's a clue.
I don't know why, but there's a lot of clowns, and above those clowns, glittering overhead is the whoosh and thunk sound of a million pneumatic tubes sparkling above, sending messages hither and thither through this world, through the nine worlds.
That's your second hither and thither.
You've had two augusts, so there'll be no more of that.
Above and beyond, below and through, Widdershins and Turnwise, as they make Jesus their way Christ. Through the nine worlds. To the infernal, celestial, and divine beings that do inhabit them, the dragon friends make their way up a glittering elevator to the third floor of the FBF, to warlock client relations, where there is a desk. At that desk is what looks like an old magical Commodore 64. No, not a Commodore 64, like a word processor, a 486. And
oh, thank goodness.
Behind that 486.
Does it have a green and black screen?
Yeah, it has a green and black screen, but the screen is covered with pixie dust. And and next to it, I'm so tired. Next,
it's Brazil, okay?
It's magical Brazil.
It's magical Brazil.
Different.
Why are you so tired, Jack?
Fuck you. And go and why don't you go and play your video games and get married and have go
What's
to the Logies and fuck around.
Yeah,
you got him, Dave.
Yeah. What's going on, buddy? Can we stop
I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk about it. And next,
but it's worth it though, right?
It's No, she's great. Sorry. She's great. And if she's listening, I don't understand how because she's like 2 months old. But
who?
It's a good bit. I like the bit
behind that desk. Is a one of those pneumatic machines, a fantasy Commodore 64, and a scary clown dressed in a cardigan with a pin, a small pair of wire-framed glasses. Her name is Magony, which is like agony but with an M. And she looks up as there's a ding sign as you walk in, and it says, now serving number 64. You look at your hand, and magically materializing is a number 64, as she says...
64, 64.
Yep, that's me. Hi there.
Hello.
I'd like to register my familiar, please.
Name of familiar, please.
Splooge McDuck.
It's what?
Splooge McDuck.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
She signs a form pretty quickly. Spooge looks up confused, and then there's a glass. Suddenly a jar materializes around him. He looks at you all panicked for a second, like this is a bad idea. There's a thunk sound as he disappears, shrinks down to the tiny size, and then the glass fires off into the air and goes into the pneumatic system.
You will have to wait 6 to 5 working months for us to process this. Next, 65. Could you please fill out this satisfaction form? It is to sort of track how well we are doing. Under demeanor, I would appreciate if you wrote sparkling.
Is there anything we can do to speed up this process? I mean, I really
how committed
love that
are
duck.
You to making this duck a familiar?
At the start, it was a side quest, but now it's main quest, baby. How about I'd be happy to fill out sparkling, majestic. You've done really wonderful. You've been so quick.
I know.
I was just wondering, maybe we could just if we could get the duck a little quicker than 6 to 5.
Maggoty coughs and puts out a hand on the table and then looks away.
I do wish there was something I could do, but unfortunately my hands are
empty.
Moneyless.
Do we have money?
Yeah,
it's a shame that duck didn't went up a tube.
Yeah, you got gold coins, don't you?
Heaps of gold coins. Got,
oh, okay. Where,
yeah, if you're really committed to giving this duck a job.
What am I going to do? Well, how badly do we want this duck in the rest of the season?
No!
I'll give you 10 gold coins.
I think you've got heaps, though, because remember when you Scrooge McDucked through the gold coins that magically appeared from Alex's...
Of course. Okay, yeah.
Can she I hears that and was about to take the 10 gold coins and then suddenly looks at it distastefully.
10 gold coins, what do you take me for? Some kind of 10 gold coins, bitch?
Up until a moment ago, yes.
Wonderfully well-drawn character.
Thank you very much.
How many gold coins are we talking
I was thinking something in the triple digits.
What? 3 gold coins?
She's going to want at least 100 gold coins to expedite the paperwork to make your Scottish duck a familiar.
You'd have 100 gold coins, though.
Do we have how many?
You have 100, because remember, you were like swimming through all the gold coins.
I mean, Friezo has 100 too. I don't know why he's just putting
also
this on
has
you.
Like.
I've got
heaps.
15,000.
No. 1,500. 15,
all right,
yeah.
Well, that's.
Yeah, Bobby just sort of sidles up to the counter and is like, how much would it cost us, hypothetically, to find out a little bit of information about a former familiar?
And get the duck.
Let's take these one at a time, okay? To get the duck, I think maybe 100 gold coins might expedite this. And she did, like, the weird little hand with a clown glove on it is kind of doing horrible
every time.
All of her, the balls of her fingers are on springs, and they just sort of wilt, and it's awful. It's like weird clown body horror.
All right, I give her 100 gold coins.
Well, that duck should see you in the next couple of minutes. As to your question, this is a simple process, as much as I would like to...
Hey, Ben, quick question.
Yes, friend.
Why is the clown French?
Goliath.
This is Philippe Goliath.
You are a piece of shit. You're not funny.
You're not funny. What are you doing? Give me $10,000. I think it's funny.
Give me $10,000. Give me $10,000 and 6 months of your life.
And now go back to Australia and win an award.
That's like a 6%, but it's a good one.
Maggie.
So, yes.
We need to find out some information about a former familiar.
Yeah, I don't know why you're being such sneaky little bickies about this.
This is client warlock relations. This is the right place.
There's a form you can fill out.
Great. Well, I'm a warlock.
It's a T43.
Okay, that's correct.
I'm fucking crazy.
Did you know what?
it's just a thing I say.
There's a form in front of her. She puts out a T43.
I just give her $10, like 10 gold coins. Like shh.
Okay, that's
she,
nice.
She puts down a T43.
You know what? I will buy with this a quiche.
She puts down a T43, turns around to a vending machine behind her, and like
it's
an automat. It's like an automat.
No, it just does quiches.
It's like there's a only, you know what it is?
There's
it's,
a quiche no, cold or warm.
Imagine in the wall there's like a garage door, and she knocks on it, and it spins up, and there's a tiny gnome on the other side who's dressed in a little.
Can I offer a counterpoint to what you're about to say? She takes the 10 gold coins, feeds them into a slot, and then out of the pneumatic tube next to her desk, thumps out a rolled up quiche, and then it like unfurls on her desk.
What, like fine, a koala mattress?
Yeah, like a koala mattress. So the quiche arrives.
And the T43 does as well. And, it's
and it lands on the quiche, yeah. And then it like turns like transparent because of the grease, and she's like, I will need another form.
And Maggie brings out another form, and she puts in front of you, Friezo, and you can start to fill it out. And
right. What are the sections on the form, Dave?
Name.
Friezo Frisofferson.
Warlock's name.
We're going to need another form.
Sorry, Maggie. Do you like to party?
No.
Never mind then. Can I have another form, please?
And second piece of quiche. Name.
Bushu.
Warlock's name.
Friezo for his officer.
Reason for request.
French. Loyalty.
French. Dot, dot, dot.
French loyalty.
French loyalty.
Loyalty.
The most unbreakable loyalty of all.
Relationship to familiar.
Former. Warlock? Former master? What would you call? Former
I am not the man with the pen. I am the lady with the quiche.
That is a good thing, though. That is a good point. Do you ever find with forms when it says, like, relationship and you've got to work
you
out...
You don't know what direction it fucking flows?
Yeah, it doesn't...
You're emergency contact!
It's very confusing.
Go classic Friezo. Colleague.
Colleague.
Yeah. It's former, complicated.
Former colleague. And open brackets, it's complicated, close brackets.
Thank you.
Last time in contact. To the nearest year, Dale Reckoning.
And this is all very, this is all very simple. Just give me the form, I'll tell you where he is.
And I'm just going to tell you how long I saw.
In Dale Reckoning years, the last time you saw Bushu.
Yeah.
They're laughing like they know something, but...
Well, I think Bushu...
scribble, scribble, scribble.
...was recently... Is Bushu dead?
We're looking for Bushu.
So Bushu's alive.
He's just remembering how he killed Bushu.
Bushu, Friezo turns the form over and keeps writing on the back.
I think, I seem to remember, Bushu got in touch recently.
So this is going to be something that it also, like, put your Medicare number and things that you already have.
Let's say in the last, like, 3 years I've seen Bushu. One year. In the last year I've seen
Stop Bushu. Reacting to the noises the audience are making and pick a number.
We're doing Price is Right.
Price is Right on Dragon Friends lore.
What do you reckon? 1 year? Higher? Lower? 2 years?
You got this.
3 years?
3 years. All right, you write down 3 years. You give the form to her. She looks at it, scowls, doesn't know because it's like not her relationship. Puts it inside a jar, foomf, up it goes, spins up into the heavens, and then another jar comes down, smashes on the desk, there's a pixie inside, and he flies up and whispers in her ear.
The pixie has a wee little quiche.
If it's important to you, Ben.
It's tremendously important to me.
Monsieur Pixie, you've arrived.
Are you talking to my pixie?
I'm so sorry. I'm fucking crazy.
Yes, what? Oh, God.
10 more gold coins.
10 gold coins.
10 gold coins. You give 100 gold coins to make Spooge McDuck a familiar.
No, but that's the standard.
She said this was standard. This is
every time that he says he's crazy.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Pixie whispers in my ear. I go, thank you very much, Reynolds.
Is this the pixie's name?
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Thank you, Reynolds.
But of course!
Off he goes, that was Reynolds. Hey, listen. Reynolds there, that was Reynolds. Just...
You're stalling?
told me something. He checked your form.
Great.
And all of it was this part good, this part good, this part good. I'm looking at it here. And what Reynolds has circled is the time that has elapsed since you last saw your familiar.
Is it like 1,000 years or something? You've like fucked it up? I don't know. What was I supposed to say there?
You have put 3 years?
Yes.
It is 12 years.
It's more than 12 years, and that's...
What Reynolds has put there is 12 plus.
12 plus? Is this since I've seen Gribbets?
It's been 12...
Gribbets? Sorry.
Hang.
Sorry. No shoot.
What the fuck goes on? What are you thinking about right now? Because you're obviously not thinking about this.
So for Bushu...
Bushu.
Bushu.
Bushu?
Bushu. Mm-hmm. We have 12 plus years. Now, as you will know, at the Bureau, if you have been separated from your familiar for more than 9 years...
9 years.
That familiar is reassigned.
Not only that, once they are reassigned, they need to fill out paperwork to permit previous warlocks to find out their location.
Now, I'm looking here, and what Remus just told me, yes, well...
And Bushu would probably want us to be able to find him and
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely, so I thought as much, because you said you had a good collegial relationship with him.
I love Bushu.
Yeah. So, not only did Bushu not fill out that form, he filled out another form.
He wrote a form.
Yeah, which we do not have. So he, took...
A new form?
Yeah, he took, a pen.
Was it like he was trying to sign up for, a magazine subscription?
Interestingly, no. He took a piece of paper...
Was he applying for a
passport?
And put,
let me finish, a kind of crude letterhead to look like our forms. And he made a form saying, do not contact. And he filled that out. So usually it is enough...
But is that for me or is that for someone else?
That is specifically for you.
What's the name on that?
Freeze Officer.
Well, that is my name, isn't it?
Yes. So what we have here is a situation which we...
He doesn't want to be found.
We call it a code red, and you are going to have to leave pretty much right now.
You will not be...
Sorry? You went everyone.
Sure. Is there any amount of money I could give you?
Absolutely not. I mean, you could, but it won't do anything.
Are you interested in the charred body of a goblin?
Do you know what? It's so funny you mention that, because I am not.
All right, I've tried everything. Sorry, everyone. We'll be on our way.
And you can see that she's, reaching under the desk to press a button.
So you start literally...
She presses it under the key.
I chop off her hand.
What?
I chop off her hand.
Who does?
Filch.
Filch
gets out the 9 lives, steals a sword, and she chops off her hand so she can't press the button.
Okay, make an opposed initiative. She rolled an 8.
12.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Okay, I'm going to jump across the counter and start hacking the computer.
Okay, great. So we're going into combat, everyone. Roll initiative. She dives at the button, but at that point, Phil, you take your 9 lives.
Yeah, I wanted to give it a bit of a spin.
Make an attack for me.
I don't know what the...
It's a +5.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yep, that's +13.
Oh, sorry. And then +2 because it's +2, so it's 15. Which is her armor class is, 13 because she's not wearing any armor because she is a government... employee. So you attack her and springs and bits go wild. Make an attack. How much damage?
10.
10 points of damage. She takes it, screams back in pain. Her wire-rimmed glasses go everywhere. And Bobby dives past her to her strange Eldritch 486 computer and starts hacking it. Is that right?
Yeah, I assume I can use sleight of hand if we're using sort of lock-picking.
Intelligence, I think I'm going to say.
Dave, is there a security log onto that?
Yeah.
In which case, I'm going to cast a fucking spell, you dumb bitch. Sorry, Dave. Sorry.
That's you got him. You got him.
Sorry,
yeah.
Dave.
Yep.
Sorry.
Knock? Are you casting knock?
No, I'm going to cast a fourth level spell that I've learned because I'm a fucking warlock.
Yep.
And it's called System Backdoor. Transmutation, right? 1 minute. And it allows me to gain access to or allow access to any system.
You're
able to bypass any security system in order to create a secure login on a foreign system. So I give fucking Simon...
How does that exist?
Because it's in the fucking book.
This was for Swordfish extension to drink.
While getting sucked off.
This is... What's that movie called? Fishtail.
We were just talking about...
It's called Sharktail.
Where are you when we talk?
I was showing Dave my thing that I found. And look at it. Look at his frustrated little face. Look at his frustrated little face.
It does say it bypasses technomagic spells of third level or lower. So it's a, you know what? It casts.
And Dave, I'm doing it not even for myself. I'm doing it to help Bobby. So it's not even, I'm not even being selfish, Dave.
All right.
I should get one of those dice of inspiration.
This isn't a wonderful life. You don't need to make your case for me. It does take a minute. So you're going to have to be able to.
I'll shut up for a minute.
I can chop off another hand.
Okay, sure.
Bobby, what are you doing meanwhile?
I'm just like hacking. Tappity,
you pull out a sword and start cutting into the computer.
No. I'm like tapping, like going through the MS-DOS.
Make
like,
an intelligence check for
me. I'm in a fugue state. I got a 19.
19, all right. You quickly manage to get onto the keyboard, pulling it away from her. She yelps, covered in blood and springs. Logan, you're next.
Is it just this one scary clown? No, nothing else going on.
So far, but her stump is just like hitting the button as hard as it
can. Well, let's take care of that stump, Dave. Thorn whip, please. I'm going to thorn whip this.
Oh my God, all right.
And I pull it back.
Make an attack for me.
Okie dokie, 19 plus 6.
That hits her.
And that's 6, 4, 10.
4, 10 points of damage, great. Okay, so between you and Phil, you kill the level 0 civilian.
Bureaucracy,
says,
am I right?
I have hold person.
And 50,
use it now, quick!
And 54 seconds later, his eyes glowing white, Friezo tapping away like a hacker on a very cheap American TV show, looks up, the terminal glowing in his eyes as he hears, access, backdoor, accepted, hall of records, identified, and you are inside the mainframe. You have access throughout the system, and you are now in control of the pneumatic tubes that can take anything anywhere in the building.
Is Friezo seeing, like, Tron inside his head? Like,
yeah, he's seeing...
just quiches.
He's seeing Tron if Tron was tiny, irritating pixies on little, like...
And quiches.
Steampunk bicycles
rolled up,
throwing quiches at
and
each other.
And one duck.
And one duck who's whizzing between departments, very confused and nauseous.
Okay, look.
But you can also see the map of the building, including the Hall of Records, where all the records are
formed. We need to get to the Hall of Records. Let's get in the, can we get in the tubes, or are they not?
Friezo taps some buttons, and four jars appear. Dun. There's a little click as a door opens in the side of the console, and a wand of enlarge reduce clicks out. Regulation.
There's five of us, so one of us is going to have to wait behind. So...
I think we should draw straws. I think it would be fair if we drew straws for it.
I just think that, like, that we're already in this quest.
Yeah, we're all on the quest and we're all here.
We're all in the quest.
No, but I just feel like me and Bobby...
If it wasn't for Logan and the duck, we wouldn't be in here.
Yeah, but I just feel like now that we're in here...
Hey, come on.
I just feel like...
There's pounding on the door as the security...
Maybe we should leave behind the person who keeps saying they're fucking crazy. You don't know.
I get in a jar.
You get into a...
Funk.
You get into a jar, But there's the wand. So someone needs to cast reduce on you, or are you just trying to get into the jar?
I'll take that wand.
All right, Bobby takes the jar. The wand points it at Friezo.
Reduce. I'll reduce everyone. Me and Logan go in the same jar.
All right, you all reduce. You're still, that's quite uncomfortable, but the two of you squeeze into a jar as everybody shrinks down into the jars and are now sitting on the desk, I suppose.
No, we're in the jars and we're... Oh, so someone's got to be enough to put us in there.
Well, how is that going to work?
Can I cast fly and fly with the jar into the tube?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact,
you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Okay. I'm running out of spell slots real quick, Dave.
Friezo uses his third and final, fourth spell slot, his second last spell slot, and...
Oh, I use Mage Hand to lift us all into the...
Fight, that'll be another one of them. Bethany uses her wings of flying, and all of these jars stagger drunkenly upwards. What's Filge doing?
Aren't I in a jar?
Filge is in a jar.
Yeah, but how is he getting up?
Aren't you Mage Handing me?
Mage Hand can only hold something up to 5 pounds. These jars are about 5 pounds.
Do I have a spell that can disguise Filge as a very important must-send document? Because then they'll run in and they'll see it and they'll go, oh, someone's left this on the table.
You know, with your wild shape, that's enough people to get everyone up so you can all go up in your jars if you'd like.
Yes, please.
And so you make your way up into the jars, you fly up into the system. Shoo, 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 shoo. Make for me, I guess, a technomagic bypass check. Friezo, and honestly, that turns to ash in my mouth. But if you can just...
What is that, intelligence?
Oh, I guess.
14.
14?
Yeah.
14. Interesting.
4 plus All right. 2 is 14.
All right, there's a whiz, a thing, and then suddenly the jars splinter off into different directions through the building as everybody goes to different departments. I'm just going to generate them now. People need to get 5 pluses. 3 of you go down to the Annals Dead Letters department. Friezo, you go up, congratulations, to the Hall of Records, and Bethany joins you. So the party splits into 2 different groups, and we're going to start, first of all, in the Hall of Records as your glass shards shatter down onto the floor.
All right, are we embiggened?
Did you have the wand?
No, I have it.
Guess we're little then.
Guess we're little.
Yes.
How little are they? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Could they ride an ant?
They are. Picture, if you will,
size of a can.
A jam jar and a sort
like
of
what,
irritated.
Like 6 foot tall.
Height? What? a sort of irritating warlock who fits neatly in a jam jar. I'm thinking like a normal regulation jam.
So we're saying smaller than like a regular Barbie doll.
A small mouse.
Smaller than a jam jar. I don't understand. Why is this so hard for you all to visualize?
Is it Bon Maman or is it...
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes...
It's Cotties.
Or is it one of those limited edition Looney Tunes
ones that you
can turn into a cup?
Sometimes you go to a hotel and the jam jars are like, they're real little.
Tiny ones. Yeah, little chokes.
Like
one little teaspoon in there.
Who's fucking around with that?
Yeah, it seems like a waste of jars.
You're the size...
Hugely.
Have the pots let everyone...
You're the size of a Cotties jam jar!
We're running out of glass!
Yeah, but don't you know about the lack of sand on the beaches,
you're
Dave?
You're both the size of a Cotties jam jar, and you fall
down. Did you guys know that my dad picks the fruit?
Where does it go?
He never told me.
He just picks the fruit.
Yeah, he just picks the fruit.
He just keeps picking the fruit.
My dad picks his nose. It goes to Snotties.
The jars were sealed automatically. You don't have the wand, and it seems that the Hall of Records is currently empty.
They smashed when we went down.
Yeah. Okay. So let's roll.
No.
I'm gonna start tilting like this, to smash onto the ground.
Yeah. You're in an inbox at the moment, next to a whole lot of jars. You're gonna try and use your strength. Make a strength check for me to try and roll your jars. You can both make strength checks.
I'm not very strong, Dave.
Well, you can use your last spell slot if you want.
Oh, 6.
Oh, I'm good. 16.
All right. Filge goes, rolls, and smashes.
Bethany, yep.
This is Bethany, yeah. Bethany manages to roll it and smashes it off the inbox tray and smashes into pieces on a desk. As you stand up on an empty desk, there's like a picture of a tiefling's kid. There's one of those executive toys.
Yeah, it's like it's one of the Newton's Cradles thing.
Yeah,
but because it's fantasy, they call it like Fling Flong's.
And there's no strings.
Bullshit.
That's nice. That's nice world building.
Yeah.
It's just like the little.
If balls. I say so myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They call it Fling Flong's bullshit, and you can get them at like $2 nice. Shops. But of course, they don't call them $2 shops. They call them fuckhead emporiums.
Yeah, one of them. And... Don't cheer that! You you're here one day every few months. This is my life. You can't...
Ben and Dave are roommates.
Okay.
Like Ernie and Bert.
Yeah, and then there's also...
two beds in the same room. Shaq has to sleep in another room with the baby.
There's a lot of paperwork, and you can see what looks like a giant wall of scroll cases that seems impossibly large because you know you're in a tower. It's bigger on the inside, but there's this vast wall of scroll cases that seems to have huge reservoirs of knowledge in it. And behind you, irritatingly, is Friezo, who is pushing, flailing against a glass canister that he does not seem to be out. And Bethany, other than that, the two of you are alone.
Okay, well, I'm just going to leave Friezo there so he just doesn't get us into any shit. And I'm going to use my wings of flying and fly up to the bookshelf and assume it's alphabetically ordered.
Make a wisdom save if you're going to try and find this.
And, yeah, try and find... Yeah, Bushu, wisdom save 7.
All right, 7. It takes you longer than you wanted, which means that Bethany flies out of your vision, Friezo, as you're sort of trapped on the glass, trying to look around as you see her just dart down the corridor in what you can only hope is the direction of Bushu's location. Meanwhile, you'll continue to try and find your way out of the jar when you suddenly hear a hiss. And you turn and look at a shelf above you, staring at you in your jar, is a giant, irritated-looking, colossal tabby cat. And it's growling.
What are cats like?
Possibly warlocks.
Milk. They like milk?
She looks at you and she hisses, and then she... lands on the desk and she starts stalking around your glass jar as she gives it a whack and it rolls back against the inbox.
Does it smash?
No, for now it doesn't, as you are but her plaything.
Okay. But a plaything.
I'm just going to try and break out of the glass jar again. 12 minus 1 is 11. Does that do it?
No, it doesn't. You give it another smash as she looks at you, comes close, and hisses as we go down into the Dead Letters Lounge, a sort of bar deep underneath the towers of the Feline Bureau. As you smash down onto the ground, I assume, Bobby, you pull out the wand and enlarge you, and you find yourselves in a tastefully appointed employee lounge. There are a few fairies, gnomes, a lot of clowns, kind of some creepy clowns sort of dotted around having drinks, whiskeys.
Hey, is there a Coke machine that is like $9.96 prices?
Yep. There's a lovely Coke machine, and there's a bartender actually as well serving... and largely, it's drinks and quiche. That's about it.
Hey, what can I get you, pal? Drink or quiche?
Quiche. Drink.
Quiche. Drink. There we go. One of each.
Okay, you get a quiche, you get a liquid quiche in a glass, and... and you have a second to react. You're obviously in the wrong place. But unfortunately, there's no pneumatic machine to send you back.
Sure. Hey, Logan.
Yeah.
I can see that you're having a tough time.
The bartender looks at you like he asked you a question, and now you're talking to each other, sighs and walks away.
It's a good quiche.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Never anything for Petey.
I don't know if this is the right time to talk about this sort of thing.
Hey, look.
We've got to find Bushin.
I mean, those guys are on it. We'll be fine. We deserve to take a minute.
Yeah.
If we don't check in with each other and see how each other are going... it can get bad. Trust me.
Why are you being so nice to me?
I mean, we're not all Friezo. I get that this is weird. I get that you probably don't want to be here.
I was in another time, like, quite recently, and now just we're doing... finding people I don't know, and no one's checking in.
I'm checking in.
Make an insight check for me.
I'd say 15 plus 3, 18.
You look into his eyes, and for a second it looks like he's quite distant, like he's sort of removed from the conversation, as if there's a wall between the two of you.
I grab his face and turn it towards me.
Full of quiche.
You pull him from his quiche, yeah.
Oh.
Stop saying kiss! I can hear you and it's disgusting!
Bobby's lips tremble.
Oh my God. And as the two of them lean into each other, we spin up into the Hall of Records. We spin up into the Hall of Records.
What we don't mention is that Phil just sitting in between them.
Yeah. We ordered, like, quiche.
We spin up into the Hall of Records, where amidst a smashed glass with very little space to turn, the warlock Friezo is trying to back away from a cat that swipes at him. What's your armor class, Friezo?
My armor class is 13.
And you take suddenly a raking claw slash at your chest as you take another 9 points of damage. On top.
Damn, is his glass broken? Or?
Yeah. I moved the story forward. So that's on top of the 25 hit points that you already took.
Hey, King, I bet you know what would be really beneficial in your situation right now? An aggressive Scottish duck.
I've got something better than that.
That's not true.
Can I? When
if this is a fucking.
Oh, I think this one's a real
pork one. Roll.
No, player's handbook. Can I? When the cat goes to attack me, can I react and cast a spell?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Well.
That is a legitimate application of Dungeons & Dragons combat.
I would like to cast Hold Monster on the creature that I can see within range, within 90 feet.
Yep.
The target must succeed in a wisdom saving throw.
All right, this is a cat, so it's wisdom 4.
What'd you get?
It's a 12 minus an 8.
That's a fail, baby. You... are now... you know, the cat's not undead, is it?
What?
No. Is the cat an undead
No,
cat
it's a tabby cat. It's not even a... You're small. You understand how this works?
Yeah, no, I wasn't... I just didn't want you to... Actually, the girl was... You know. So, the cat is now paralyzed.
Yep.
And
that was your last spell slot, so you can't fly, you can't get off the desk, you can't do anything like that.
I guess. But I can... While the cat's paralyzed...
While the cat is paralyzed, you can... Obviously, you can... any attacks you do are automatic criticals and coup de grace, but it does require concentration.
Yes. I guess I'll... how does it work with strength and stuff if you're little? Just level your strength?
Just you attack... I'm treating it like a giant cat.
Okay. Maybe I'll just slit its throat then, Dave.
You're gonna slit the throat of a cat.
Fucking Martin McDonagh over here.
Hey, that's good.
Good.
I'm going to take my...
Lost on all these guys, isn't it?
You're going to take...
Scum.
I'm going to take my...
Hey, someone gave you a thumbs up.
I'll take my glaive, and I will... my two-armed... My
what,
two-handed
glaive?
The two-handed glaive.
This is the weapon of...
The smoky glaive?
Of Skymaster Chiron, yeah.
Yes, and I will slit the cat's throat.
All right.
Am I being booed for killing a cat or being booed for using a glaive?
All the disgusting things we've done. This is the one they turn on.
I mean, I could also just witch bolt it, but I think I don't have any spell slots left, so I'll just...
Picture, if you will, a vast and powerful promenade of magic, a place where creatures, real and unreal, come together in the service of something greater, something pure, something truer than themselves, a mighty and powerful covenant between the witchling and the witch. In this precious place, the dragon friends and Bethany Smiles are separated by space, if not by time, for once in their miserable, wretched lives, as Bethany flitters hither and thither, fuck you all, in search for what she is finding even now, an envelope that gives her the last known whereabouts and current master of the familiar pseudo-dragon Bushu, which she tucks into her cloak. It is up to her to decide whether she...
Bra.
Into her bra.
I'm gonna make you say bra.
Into her bra.
Say it, Dave.
Brassier.
With...
Say it, Dave. Say brassier.
Against her bosom and nipple.
With no decision.
Say betwixt her bosom and nipple. And how
That's
the fuck
like
would
I
that work,
to.
Actually?
Not here, not
with no decision made. Yet.
As she cuts off her nipple.
With no decision made yet whether she will share this information with the dragon friends. Picture, if you can, shelves and shelves away, Friezo, a warlock with blood on his hands, slitting the throat of a tabby cat, beloved by the charming bureaucrats.
Here's the thing, everyone loves cats, but they kill a lot of native animals.
Who work in the Vault of Records. A cat which he has paralyzed, a cat which no longer poses a threat, and he's slitting its neck with a giant two-handed glaive, and nobody likes it, and...
Some people are fans.
They're not clapping you! And just, and below that, below that, miles down deep in the bowels of the FBF, near a half-orc who is eating a quiche, trying not to be involved, as a turtle, proud druid, tortle that he is, I guess makes out with a halfling who died in space, has lived a countless lives and has had little to celebrate until now. Because love is a beautiful thing. Adventures are best held with your friends. And I can think of nothing better to do in the FBF than make out with the druid you once met in a war zone. Thank you.
The cast of Dragon Friends for this week is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, and Tom Carty. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniments by Nick Harriott. Shakira Khan is our producer. Podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live at the Vanguard in Sydney on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. Until next time.
The mattress.
The Queen of England.
Oh, yeah. No,
this is a normal mattress.
I bought the mattress that the Queen of England sleeps on.
You what? The lady from the $5 note?
What? Obviously.
This sounds like a bit, but it's true. And I'm so glad we're finally all talking about it.
Sorry, I know most strange things about Michael Hing. I have a Google Doc going of strange things about Michael Hing. I did not know this.
Did you physically go, well, who's the most similar to my body shape, structure, and weight?
Yeah, a dead lady.
Yeah,
it's a coffin.
Yeah, it's a coffin. No, this was before she died. I didn't look up, best mattress for dead woman. No.
Oh, you have looked up.
I looked up mattress for living person.
Yep.
A normal Google search.
And there were some ratings, and I found one that was rated very highly, did some research on it. And then it turns out...
And it just said HRH down the bottom.
Yeah, and it just so happens the Queen also sleeps on this mattress.
I guess, like, there are certain...
It's called the Balmoral. Like, it's made for the Queen.
Okay, we don't have to...
Also Michael Hing.
We don't have to dox me in, you know...
So does that mean you have the same, like, weird, like, spinal hump that she had? Like, what is it? If it's made for her, why is it comfortable for you?
No. It's not just specifically made for her. It's made for
By the way, I'm starting to think that she's a humpback. Like, I think enough time has passed that people might forget that she wasn't. But I'm like, remember that fucking Quasimodo queen we had for like so long? She was like everywhere and like, ring that bell. And we had to be like, fine, and salute
Your
her.
Majesty.
Snippy, snippy. So the quiche arrives.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.